I have gotten out of fusion, well, accidentally and on purpose, but I'm not the best one to really coach you on the digital modes. I also have DMR and so forth, and I've used those, and I have a hotspot. But fusion is probably the easiest one, I'm told, to use. In fact, I happened to stumble on a repeater here last year. I was programming this Yaesu radio handheld, and I heard this guy come in talking, and so I came back to him with my call sign, and come to find out, the reason I came to him because of this call sign. It was from Italy. He was in Rome, Italy. And we talked for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or something like that, chatting. And so, yes, it is worth pursuing if you can get that 991A fusion set up there, either directly through the internet or through a repeater that gets into the internet, you'll be well on your way. A little bit of searching on the internet, or if you have a club up that way, that'd be great too. I know there's a couple fusion repeaters in this area. I know GM, the GM Amateur Radio Club, has a fusion repeater, and I don't know, I really can't help you too much on that one, but if you just look up General Motors Amateur Radio Club, I'm sure they'll have some information there for you, or Yaesu. So there's a lot of ways of going about it. Just let your imagination help you out there and how to search for it. And there's a lot of 991A is a great radio, and there's a lot of people that are using it. So you just get on YouTube, and they'll tell you a lot of instructions there as well. So, well, good to hear you out there. I could sort of tell you might be a little bit new, and that's why I thought I'd come back to you there, Greg. And it had me a little confused about the call sign, but you clarified that, so very good. Well, let's carry on your mother's legacy. I don't know how much she was involved with radio back then, and I don't know if you were around when she was or not, so I'll send it back to you there, Greg. WB8KLL, this is AD8FK.
K4ZYQ.